Thank you to all the Patreon supporters of the What We Remember podcast. Sarah P., a.k.a. Situational Daddy on Instagram, Paul and Sandy J., Nathan E., Jacqueline M., Matthew J., and Big Time Jim. Help support our show by going to patreon.com/whatremember and pledging a monthly amount. Thanks.
Day After Tomorrow. Honestly, the probably top two
movies.
You talk
about it like every time I see you.
Every time he brings it up.
Ever. Really?
I'm sure you talk about it.
I like that. That's a good one.
Too. I love it.
Doesn't that one also have Patrick Jane in it? Is he like Roland Emmerich's guy now?
No.
No idea.
Dennis Quaid was...
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Jill and Bill.
He had the Quaid brothers in the movie.
Oh, yeah, he's a Quaid.
He's a Quaid
in Independence Day.
He's a Quaidaholic.
He's got,
motherfucking Quaid.
It's all about the Quaaludes.
I need some Quaid.
I need Quaid right now.
I need some Quaaludes.
My name is Bradley Jones.
I'm Andrew Moldenhauer.
I'm Andy Hubert.
And my name is Nick Haynes.
And this is not a movie review podcast, but a podcast where we try to remember a movie that we have not seen in a very, very long time. And this is what we remember about... Congo!
Were there two or three bad guys in Home Alone? And who was that forgetful fish in Finding Nemo? Join us as we're watching films. See what we remember and what memories we kill. Let's start the show. Here we go. This is what we remember.
Oh, Congo! You picked this one?
Raindrop drink.
Nick loves Congo!
Amy wants raindrop drink.
He loves Congo.
I do.
Raindrop drink.
I have not watched this movie in a long time.
I thought we were going to do like Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I don't know if he's seen that one.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Everybody's
seen
that one.
Yeah.
We'll do that
next time. Yeah. Okay.
Andy Huber.
I remember this movie scaring the crap out of me.
It's not. The trailer is scary.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
The lost city of Zinj. No, all the gorillas are evil.
Is Mighty Joe Young any good?
You got me, Andy.
Yeah.
Anybody seen that one?
I saw it one time, I think.
Yeah, there's all sorts of
yeah.
primate movies that came out, and I don't know if I
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That one came out
Dunstan
afterward.
Checks in.
Oh,
yeah.
We did that one.
Yeah.
We checked that one in.
We checked that one out.
Monkey Bone.
A Monkey Bone, yep.
You know.
Monkey Trouble.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
MVP.
MVP. MVP.
Valuable Primate.
Yeah.
Why?
We didn't do that one.
But of all the primates, this is the most prime choice movie made of them. Okay.
There's legitimately good actors in this movie for some reason.
John Voight? Is he in this?
No, you're thinking of Anaconda.
Okay. John Voight?
I saw a snake swallow a manhole. Oh!
I loved it.
That movie's like 60 minutes long.
It's so good.
And everybody's gonna dead at the end. It's like, you're gonna spend the whole time with these characters? Kill him off.
I mean, Owen Wilson was the first one to die in that movie. Yeah. So, I mean, it
Ice
has
Cube's
legs.
Yeah.
Did we do Lake Placid on this
movie? We did.
Yeah. The entire time I thought that movie was about a snake, too.
Well, it is. And Oliver Platt's trying to, like, snake in with all those ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
And they're also not sure what lake they're even at throughout the movie.
That's
so,
true.
You know.
Black Lake.
The whole thing was a lie.
Keep changing.
Black Lake.
Oh, boy.
Who's in the movie Congo?
Congo is in it.
Oh, yeah.
The monkey, right? Is her name Ashley?
Place in Congo.
Ashley. It,
yeah.
Is that her name, Ashley?
Who's?
Judd?
No,
the main character's name?
No, the
Amy?
The ape.
Amy.
Amy.
Amy hungry.
Oh.
Amy want food.
Amy.
Amy okay. want food.
Amy food.
Feed Amy.
Feed Amy. She also had a glove, I think. We're just on a glove tangent today.
Amy is
she
played
watched a lot of Michael Jackson videos
by the same actress who plays the guy in The Mandalorian who trains Mando in the first season.
That's
a lady. And goes all the way back to Congo that she's been in these costumes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What are you talking about?
Long career.
Wow.
The actress inside of the Amy costume. She'd been working
is
for a long
CGI?
Time.
Is that CGI?
No.
No, this is legit.
There might be some bad CGI monkeys.
I feel like there has to be, right?
Maybe.
Definitely like lasers that are...
Yeah, I was going to say, when it gets into like the monkey laser beams, that's when like...
I only remember this movie from the How Did This Get Made episode.
Sure.
Mm.
Thought you were going to say How I Met Your Mother.
Well, let's, well, let's ape them.
Hey.
And yeah, we don't want to cross that.
Oh, boy.
We got Tim Curry.
Tim Curry's in this?
You believe it or not.
We got one of the Ghostbusters.
Ernie Hudson.
I love Ernie Hudson.
The main guy was never in like any other movie.
Matthew Fox.
No, not even. He's just like a dopey haired guy who just does a serviceable job and then never makes another movie for the rest of his life.
What happened to Matthew Fox? Did he drop off the face of the earth?
He got lost, I think.
He's been wandering looking for directions.
He literally got lost.
Yeah.
He hasn't made another thing
ever.
I think
he was in the White House Down films.
I think he was in Speed Racer.
Yeah, he was in
that. Oh, he was, but yeah.
That's it. And then that killed his
Racer
career.
Racer X?
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
Oh, Andy and I saw it at the theater.
Dude, Speed Racer?
I mean, it was like that doing drugs mind. Without doing drugs at the end. I was like...
It is.
I was like, what's happening?
The movie starts with Bruce Campbell testing out some sort of laser technology that's going to be able to send information through satellites.
Yes,
or
it's
something?
Supposed to communicate to satellites and be able to relay info around the. Because this was the 90s, baby. Mm, yeah.
Do they need lasers?
Yeah. Well, it was a Michael Crichton book.
If you're in the Congo, you don't have like you can't just call up your AT&T and get your
It's supposed to like connect the world somehow.
Live Moss.
But you need a very specific diamond to run the laser that's only found in the lost city of Zinj.
Ah. He thinks he's found it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he also gets killed by apes.
Yes.
So can you really trust a guy who got killed by apes, I mean, I feel like...
Sort of happens off screen, but it's like that guy got killed by apes or something happened. Because Laura Linney
is
in this film. Mm-hmm. And she's the wife or girlfriend of Bruce Campbell.
Okay.
And
Bruce
Campbell dies, and she goes off on the mission to figure out what the hell happened to my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Damn.
And also, like, we got to get the company's assets to be company.
Very Jurassic Parky.
Well,
yeah,
because we can't company
the secret corporate
stuff.
Interests.
Well, yeah.
We get it.
Yeah, I think
like
they're more...
too, or aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Because they're more interested in the diamonds for nefarious reasons.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They have an ulterior motive, maybe. So we got to get the gang together. We get a monkey expert guy who he is responsible for Amy.
John Voight.
Yes, I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. Mentally, it's all coming together. Spaghetti hair. He's got spaghetti hair.
Spaghetti hair.
It's always wet. All the time.
All the time.
I hate spaghetti hair.
He looks like a lot of other people, but
he doesn't
have a name.
Okay.
Spaghetti hair's the worst.
I think he was in Nip Tuck. Wasn't he an actor
Nip Tuck? I never got Nip nor Tucked. I don't know.
This is one of these fact check moments. Nip Tuck.
Nip Tuck. Is that what we call fact check moments moving forward?
Have I been nipped or tucked?
Well, we got to get into the Congo somehow. So we fly there to meet up with like the consulate of the Congo.
Are they just
Congolians?
Trying to mine for a diamond? Is this blood diamond?
A little bot.
There's definitely like ancient ruins there that they are like mysterious.
I was thinking there was like an Indiana Jones type moment or feeling vibe.
Jump out of
a little bit.
With a...
Like they go into like, I don't know,
it's like...
I'm thinking like a pyramid, but in the Congo...
No, you're not wrong. I mean,
they discover some.
It's sort of Indiana Jones meets Anaconda. Is sort of kind of how I feel like this goes.
Well, they need Ernie Hudson to guide them through, and
I think he has a British accent and he smokes a lot of cigarettes.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's a British accent, but he definitely smokes a lot of ciggies.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
it's some sort of like African accent.
Yeah. But they have a whole like group of guys there, and I know some of them get killed by
a hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
That's the scariest scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Hippopotamus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God.
They're violent.
They are. Yeah. They find that out the hard way.
They actually like hunt the most... people.
Yeah.
They are manhunters in real life.
Yeah. I think they're, like, at least in Africa, among the most dangerous.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with them.
Like lions.
Yeah, without a doubt. See them crush a watermelon?
Why are they so violent?
Gotta eat, man.
Yeah, dude.
Some animals just like... you know, seeing the world burn, you know, and they're one of them. That's the hippo, the majestic hippo.
Damn.
I'm a hippo, Batman.
Yes. I'd watch that Batman movie.
You're the hippo, Batman's favorite.
The hippo.
It's up, man.
The game's up, hippo.
He's
in a hippo costume.
Like, clay face, but he keeps turning into a hippo for some reason.
He just exclusively turns into a hippo.
Hippoconda? I'd watch Hippoconda with John Boyd.
But then he's like always so afraid of getting sick.
Yeah.
Getting ill.
John Boyd?
No, hippochondriac.
I was like, he might be.
But he can't tell anybody because the Hippocratic Oath.
Oh my God. Yeah. Gotta watch out for those hippo laws.
He has to definitely take care of someone if they're ill. I've signed
the Hippocratic Oath.
The Hippocratic Oath.
We're making this movie, guys.
I cannot not help this person.
Does he also want none unless you got buns, hon?
Oh.
You could do side bends or sit ups.
Tim Curry shows up as some sort of investor or entrepreneur. He can get money to get them like the best top tier equipment, and but he's also a charlatan.
Mm. Oh, I see. Do you think he has like the fakest British accent, even though he's British?
He definitely does a very odd, like, he's very. Like wacky Tim Curry, yeah, you know, he's out there.
That's funny because that came up with the last movie we did, something about Mary, because the British guy was doing a bad British accent and like was getting roasted in the reviews about like doing like a horrible British accent. Like they're like, this guy should have learned how to do a real British. He's like, he is British.
that was the American accent.
Americans are so dumb when it comes to movies.
My name's Norm. Hey, I love Mary, man.
That's good.
It was like that.
So they're off on the adventure and to the Congo, a very specific place there. Maybe they have a map even? I don't know.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, but they have an idea of where to go.
Amy is the map, isn't she? She came from...
Amy, yes. Well, Tim Curry has a line where it's like, they lose their bearings, like, we will follow the gorilla.
Yeah.
She knows.
She knows the way to the city of San Diego. Follow the gorilla.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? I think that's line for line how that goes.
We'll play the clip right here.
As a young man, I found a book in Soviet Georgia. It contained a detailed drawing of the city of Zinj. The drawing contained a peculiar decoration, an open eye. Later, on safari, I found this. It's the same symbol. Now, look at this. The gorilla drew this. It is the same image. It is the open eye. That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj. And she will take us there.
Have you been taking your medication?
Have your laughing, and I will have mine.
Yeah. Is he doing like a different accent? He's not a British accent, but like a Spanish accent?
I can see him doing like a South African accent.
It's weird. Okay, that makes sense.
I feel like it's a lot of things.
It's his own. It's just Tim Curry's voice.
Yeah, it's just like Tim Curry being Tim Curry. Yeah.
It's a little Nigel Thornberry mixed with Tone Loc. I don't know.
Again?
Yeah, again.
He just keeps showing up.
So they're using Amy, is it?
Yeah.
Amy as the map to
as
get
their guide,
to...
basically.
Yeah.
I think...
Because she has some type of computer chip or something where she could speak to people? Or
I want this movie, too.
What is this?
She has some sort of translation device.
She has like a translation device?
She has a glove that decodes sign language.
She's got a power glove.
Yeah.
She's got a power glove.
Yeah.
Like in The Wizard, yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that movie.
I think maybe Spaghetti Hair wants to take her back to the jungle where she's from. Is that his goal?
Maybe.
Wants to return Amy to the wild?
Seems kind of...
Gotta go back in time.
I don't think so, because it seems really pointless for him to...
Why else are we taking this gorilla with us?
No, I think, isn't he the lead? He's the one, like, they're getting her to go... Like, he wants to get her to, like, a gorilla sanctuary, and they're like... After we use her to find the diamond.
No.
This is a tough call.
Tim Curry has the diamond revelation.
Okay, I think
there's a double cross for sure, right?
Several.
I think he is. This is like kind of a Jurassic Park scenario where he is running out of money for his funding for research for what he's doing with Amy.
Okay,
and that Tim Curry is like, I can get you more money, but we need you to come with us. Because she'll know the way, because she's a gorilla.
I could see that. That feels very... Because a lot of this movie feels very Jurassic Park.
Well, it's written by Michael Crichton.
Well, yeah.
Nip-tuck this one, all right?
There you go. We nip-tucked it.
So, I think he goes in because he needs funny money.
Why does he bring Amy?
He needs money.
Amy loves her.
She knows the way. She's from the Congo.
And she can communicate with other gorillas or something.
Someone in love with her?
The Amy?
Like a weird,
I think the guy
is a weird love.
There is a weird sexual tension between Spaghetti Hair and the gorilla. Yeah, I'm thinking so.
It's a father daughter.
I don't know, man.
Oh boy,
I don't know. I think there's subtext. Hair. Amy hungry.
Amy want rain.
Amy thirsty.
Who's Spaghetti Hair? Is Spaghetti Hair the guy from Ghostbusters 2?
No. This guy is just so unremarkable.
Yeah. Nip-tuck. It's Nip-tuck. I know it.
Yeah, but what's his name? Nobody knows.
His name is Nip-tuck.
Sugar
Jones. Torn.
I would watch this movie about like Jones was in it too.
No.
Yes, I think that happens. They go to the Congo. I know at the end, she finds gorillas.
Sure, but they're evil. Yeah. Bad gorilla.
No, this is after.
This is after.
Well, yes, yeah. Way after
she gets
bad
to the
gorilla.
Happy sanctuary.
Because these are like weird... When they go to this temple eventually, they find one... Like
possessed gorillas.
One, they do find Bruce Campbell's body. His skull's all maggoty and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's these weird gray
apes. These are like military-grade gorillas that they were like... Yeah.
This is like...
What does that even mean?
Like Mark Wahlberg.
They're like, you know, GMO gorillas, you know,
Pumped up full.
Who did that?
They clockwork orange all these gorillas.
The Evil Company.
Violent things. Yeah.
Yeah, the Evil Company was like, see, like, this is secretly military weapons research for attack gorillas.
I think here's my theory that could be wrong. But the people who made the temple trained the gorillas to defend it, but in doing so, the gorillas killed them, and then no one can get into the temple.
I think you are actually right.
Sounds pretty good.
I think you're right that they were trained, but then they kind of evolved because they're kind of an evolved weird species.
They're not normal gorillas for sure.
No.
And I know Tim Curry gets his ass handed to him by these gorillas.
These are
like,
mean gorillas.
He gets his Achilles like slash with like a bone and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, they hurt so bad.
That accent's gotten worse by the day.
Well, he just got slashed in the leg.
Yeah, what are you trying from
it? Talking about?
Oh, it's my leggy. Archie. So do they get the diamonds or not?
Oh, yeah.
And then once they get the diamonds...
Laura Linney's like, throw me the diamond. I'll put
Laura
it in the laser. She's in this movie.
Laura Linney's
in this?
We talked about this already.
Laura Linney.
No, you said... Oh, I don't know why. When you said Laura Linney, I thought of the girl from Jurassic Park.
Laura Dern.
That's what I was picturing. Okay.
Different Laura.
Yeah.
Laura Linney. I hate her.
Why?
Wow.
She's a great actress.
I physically cannot.
I feel like from everything we've covered, this movie's not going to be for Andy.
I won't even watch it.
Oh, I believe it.
We'll never know.
But yeah, they put the diamond in the laser and they start cutting these.
It's a blast these, the gorillas to kingdom come.
Cutting them in half and destroying the place.
Yeah. And I think they like aren't supposed to hurt something in the temple or not supposed to do something. Because everything just starts to just like fissure like in the ground.
They do the thing where it's like, they like disturb the diamond and like, the temple self-destructs.
It's this massive
That's where it gets Indiana Jonesy.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a temple. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. You said the pyramid in the jungle, right? That's what you were talking about. This was your idea, Andy.
It's kind of outside. Like it's almost in like this cave, like this ravine in like... It's not inside of a temple, but there's this massive.
And then at the end, a UFO comes out and goes into the. Yeah. Wait, that's Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
There's a UFO in Crystal Skull?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
A black didn't move out of my head.
I think
Indiana Jones communes with aliens.
Damn.
But after all the chaos, even after that, Amy finds other gorillas, which I think was in Spaghetti Hair, sees her being happy.
And he does the, I have to let her go, even though I love her.
Well, what do they say? Like, if you love something,
if you love a gorilla,
let it go.
If you love a gorilla way too much.
If you're so emotionally involved, you teach her sign language and build her a glove that speaks, let her go.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound healthy.
And then his doctorate was denied. Poor guy. Didn't finish his dissertation.
Yeah. It should be.
They're racing to like a helicopter or something.
I don't
know. And they like barely make it. Like because the ground, for whatever reason, is trying to swallow everyone up. Ernie Hudson's dead at this point. Tim Curry's dead at this point. It's just Laura Linney and Spaghetti.
How does Ernie Hudson die, you think?
I think a gorilla, probably.
I think a gorilla rips his face off.
Probably something like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Does something real bad.
No, I think he gets his face.
Maybe he dies in an
It gets crazy. Like
noble sacrifice too.
And I mean, they like because they're with other. They have like other random like henchmen kind of dudes with them. They all start getting picked off on the way by like gorillas in the dark. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this, again.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I'm never going to the Congo to look for diamonds. I was. It was on my bucket list, and then I saw this movie, and I was like, nope, not doing it anymore.
You shouldn't. No.
Is the Congo scary, or am I just being...
No, it's horrifying.
It's dangerous.
Horrifying?
I mean, just the country itself. Yes. Yeah. Super. It's not, hasn't been the safest.
Nope. Yeah.
Ever since those gorillas?
Yeah.
Too many lasers.
You give some gorillas some lasers, it's going to be a bad time.
Let's see it. Let's watch it.
Let's see what Andy remembers or gets right. Part two.
Nothing. John Voight's in this, right?
Oh, boy!
Sex out.
Congo Part 2 coming next.
Amy wants green drop drink.
No.
Amy wants green drop drink.
All right.
You'd swear they were married.
The notion of the killer ape may be politically incorrect, but that's not to say it's untrue.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Clichés usually contain some element of truth.
Are you serving that ape a martini?
She's a loud one. It'll calm her down.
In my life, I have heard many a bizarre story. Many a bizarre story containing bizarre truth.
Welcome back to the I Feel the Money Hairs in the Back of My Neck Going Woo 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 podcast. We watched Congo. Who said that line? Who said that line?
They all did.
Joey Pants said that line.
Joey Pants.
Oh, that's right. Uncredited.
Uncredited.
We completely forgot about him. He wasn't credited?
Yeah.
Amy, one, two, go home. Go home.
Taking you home, Amy.
Whoa. A talking gorilla. I feel the money hairs on the back of my neck going woo, woo, woo.
He had like a big part, too, to be uncredited. It wasn't even like he just showed up for one thing. He was like a big piece of
it. There were small part roles with like good actors in them. Yeah. Like, whoa. Yeah.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
Yes.
Come on. Oh,
He's in The One.
I know Andy loves The One.
Dude, Andy's in a ton of stuff. He's so good. And he did amazing as this guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Homolka? Stop eating my sesame cake. Stop eating my sesame cake!
The space captain from Xenon?
Yes!
Is it the commander?
I thought set him up like he was going to be important. He's like, this gorilla's talking. It's going to change the world. And then you never see him again.
Yeah.
Is
that
over.
Guy discount Harvey Firestone? Or am I just making that up?
Firestone's a tire company. Firestein?
Oh, God.
A little bit. I feel like he could be that role if he wanted to. But, yeah. Okay. This movie's confusing as hell.
There's a lot of confusion.
There's a lot of things
It feels
happening.
Like there's two movies happening at the same time, and you don't need one or the other.
But
you
they're
can
trying
get rid
to
of
combine
one.
The films?
Yes.
Are they trying to make Contact before Contact
I want to read the book now to understand if this exists the way
Contact.
It is because of how the book is or because of weird decisions they made.
So we're all right about the beginning, but Laura Linney needs to get on the plane of somebody who is also going to Congo as a cover.
Yeah, so let's just we can start right away with why this doesn't make sense. So yeah, like Bruce Campbell, the camp gets busted up and blown up, and her boss.
Even that side actor that Bruce Campbell's friend is like a famous actor.
Yeah.
I forget who he is, but he's like in a ton of stuff.
And like the boss is, like Bruce Campbell's the boss's son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like the camp gets blown up and he's just like, Lenny, you gotta figure out what's going on there! And she's like, because you care about your son, right? Like, she clearly knows he doesn't.
It's very obvious that he's acting, too, is like, he doesn't.
He, like breaks something in their command room. It sets on fire. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I need to leave. He's like, I changed the locks. You can't get out. Use a fire extinguisher. I don't understand any of that scene. None of it makes any sense.
I love that it's just like a blank room with CRT TVs.
Yeah, yes. It's a pretty...
But the sound is real good.
It is!
Coming out of whatever. Room was
like for the 90s, maybe that was like very futuristic.
Yeah, that
for
was
them.
Like this, sure. Few, yeah, you know? Technology command center.
Yeah,
and like, so he's like, all right, put together an expedition to go find out what happened to our guys
and get the diamond.
And her expedition is her. That's it, it's literally her and bundles of money.
Yeah,
he's playing a little bit like evil genius, like it's like a little over the top.
Yeah, He's like the mad genius that's like trying to like take over the world.
Doesn't he give like a reason for her to go too? Like a real flimsy reason, like she's really good at expeditions or something.
She's
an expert.
She
something.
Mentions something, and then later it comes up she's ex-CIA.
Yeah, oh, right. You are correct. Yeah.
What is happening? And so then we get the other plot.
With the monkey
with
having
the
to go
monkey.
Back. Return the monkey to the Congo.
And I gotta say, like, one of the most surprising notes I have is the last one I took, which is, why is Amy in this movie? She has
MacGuffin?
Almost no relevance to this movie at all.
MacGuffin.
Who in the movie?
The gorilla.
The gorilla's why, name is Amy.
Oh, right, Amy.
What merchandise.
Like, honestly, you could have done this whole movie with just Linny's character doing her stuff, all
they
the same stuff, take out
element.
Spaghetti hair, other spaghetti hair, and the monkey.
Yeah.
We thought there was one spaghetti hair, and
there's
two.
There are two
spaghetti hairs.
Two spaghetti hairs.
Double spaghetti hairs on
Mom
here.
Spaghetti.
And this would have been the same movie, but clearer.
Wasn't like monkey stuff popular at the time of this movie?
I have
to there
are a
couple monkey
well,
movies we talked
they
about.
Wasn't like that monkey that could like
the
solve
the actual monkey
like,
that did
on
the real Amy. There was like
a real Amy.
There's like Dunstan checks in, I think, was the exact same
I just not like in real life, like...
In real life, world. There was, it was world. Huge at the time. Like, of Goodall's society. Stuff was huge.
Yeah.
There was,
the
actual gorilla that learned sign language.
Gorillas in the Mist
the
had
kitten.
Just come out, you know?
Yeah. Like, it was big at the time. So I think that's sort of why.
They just wanted to cash in. Also, I think the toy thing.
Toy, yeah.
You gotta sell some toys.
I definitely saw Congo merchandise as a
really?
Kid.
If you're gonna have a gremlin, you gotta have a gizmo.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
And this is post Jurassic Park, right? Or is this before?
Right after.
Okay, I have to, because that's, I think that's,
yeah,
yeah
year,
they're
one
like,
later.
One Crichton worked, let's
two
do another
later.
Crichton
and
right
did,
away.
And then they did Timeline, and then they did.
I will say I was right about spaghetti hair being in Nip Tuck.
Yes, you were. He's also in Longmire. He's in Longmire, which is what I know him from.
He's not very good.
He's in nothing. Like, I went through his IMDb.
He's not good.
He's been working consistently forever in nothing that anyone would know.
He's been like nine characters on Law and Order.
Order as well. And I don't
on all of the Law and Orders.
Exactly. Yeah. And not only that,
he's like, well, I made the rounds. So I don't know what else to do.
He's certain.
Oh, they're rebooting Law and Order.
Well, in certain Law and Orders, in certain Law and Orders, he plays different people in the same series, actually. So
that happens a lot. That happens all the
I guess I'm not that familiar with
him. He's a very method actor.
Yes.
They know he's so forgettable that
they can just fill him in anytime they need him. Yeah.
Any scene that had him in, I felt like I was watching like a high school play a little bit.
It feels like he had been in so much more, but not.
He feels like a discount Gutenberg. I could see Gutz doing this. Yes. Gutz should have done this movie.
What was he doing?
That would have been
good. He was busy. Like, I don't think he'd made his money in the stock market either. He was coming off Three Men and a Baby. When was that in relation to this? What
his
year
money
was
in
this?
The stock market?
That's what he retired from acting like not so long after Three Men and a Baby because he like hit it big with some like good stock moves.
I can only imagine
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
better actor.
Now he owns like some vineyard in California and he's just like super
that's
rich
awesome.
Guy.
Doing let's go.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, good for him.
That's really cool,
right?
I have to imagine just like better actors turn the role down. That'd be the only reason they went with this guy. It's not his. He's not the first choice. There's
or
no way
they blew all their budget on every other actor in this movie. And we're like, oops, we forgot the lead.
I mean,
an ensemble cast.
Maybe this was me. I felt like he was kind of in love with Amy.
Yes. And that's the joke through the movie. Everyone keeps joking like, "Oh, they're a married couple."
Like,
him and the monkey.
It's a little too. Yeah,
but I feel like
obvious.
It was real though. Like I felt like he
like
really.
Like the actor.
Yeah. Especially at the. Especially like at
it was,
the end.
The acting was too good.
Especially at the end, like he definitely
like it raised up
heart
in those
broken.
Scenes.
Yeah.
It was played off
a level of
like
acting.
Father daughter, but Amy kept calling him mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Throughout the movie.
So
that was odd.
Was it supposed to be a woman role? Originally,
maybe Sigourney Weaver would have been.
I mean, again, Jane Goodall
choice,
was huge at the time, right? So it certainly.
Yeah, why didn't they
been.
Go with a woman?
That would have made way more sense.
They switched the roles.
It
was like,
Lenny does play the role you would expect a dude to play. I kind of enjoy that it's flipped around because you don't really expect it. But
yeah, she's a hard ass.
She's
a gun out there.
Yeah, no, she's not playing around.
And Amy's kind of a bad.
Could
gorilla.
It just have been two women?
Like she's drinking, she's smoking.
Should have been almost.
And I gotta say, Nick, for 13 years of my life, I thought. I thought Green Drop Drink when I first saw the movie, and then I didn't watch it for a while, and you kept saying Raindrop Drink.
Raindrop Drink.
So I thought in my head it was Raindrop Drink. I turned the subtitles on.
Yeah.
Is it not Raindrop
Drink? It is Green Drop Drink. Yes.
Oh
drink.
My God. I still, in my mind, when I
that's so funny.
When I watched this,
you gaslighted me.
I still heard Raindrop Drink.
You gaslighted me.
I still heard it.
What is Green Drop Drink anyway?
It's a martini.
Oh, martini.
Where she drinks it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I
that makes
drop drink.
I hate you. I don't want to think
raindrop
that.
Drink.
It's always going to be Raindrop
there's a,
Drink.
There's a sketchy nonsense episode called Raindrop Drink.
It is. We f***ed up, man.
Oh, shit.
No going back?
Boy.
It's all over. Yeah. So
Tim Curry shows up and he says he has money, but he doesn't have enough money.
Yeah. His Albanian accent is hilarious.
Albanian. Or Ukraine?
Yeah, Romanian.
Romanian.
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
He's
Romanian. Hakufa?
I want to suck your blood. It's like, what? Are you coming with that
he's
accent?
He's doing the thing he did sort of in Red October where he like kind of tries in a couple scenes and then gives up and it's just his regular voice for a bit.
The
like,
one where he breaks is so funny when Ernie Hudson calls him out on just going after the Lost City of Zinj, and he just goes into actual Tim Curry voice.
Yes.
For a split second.
And Mr. Hmoka here had to be carried out of the jungle by, as I remember it, me.
I knew he wasn't a Romanian philanthropist.
Oh, he's a Romanian. And he has done a lot of good, but mostly for Mr. Hmoka.
Shut up, you filthy...
Filthy what? Forgive me. All that traveling has left me... shaken. Think nothing of it.
I want to say Ernie Hudson also sold
loved
the shit. He showed the shit out of this
loved
movie.
Ernie
he was
Hudson.
So
he was
good.
Yeah,
he
was,
he
great.
Was so
committed.
Good.
I think in the first part we guess he had a bad like African accent, but I don't recall him having.
Good.
I don't recall him having an English accent like he did, or like a British accent. Like he did in when I watched it. I don't recall that, but it was wonderful on him.
He's really good in this. Yeah. Like
you think he did a good job with the accent?
I think he did amazing.
I thought he was good.
I think he was probably the best part of this movie.
That might be true.
I think Ernie Hudson was the best part of this movie.
I will say I was impressed with Amy in terms of like the costume design and functionality of the Amy suit. Like, that worked
really well.
I didn't feel like I was watching a person in a suit. It feels weird, but it doesn't feel like comical. Like, it easily could have if it was like just a person in like a gorilla suit. It's like they put effort into that suit to make it look not like a person, and it worked well enough. It worked as well as they could have hoped.
The only time
it
didn't work, I felt, was when it was all of the apes in the costumes that came out. Yeah. That part I was like, okay, it's
apes
looking a little
her,
fake.
Then it starts
now.
Feeling, yeah, it feels very old Planet of the Apes.
I was expecting it to go to CG at some points, but it's not, maybe it is, but there are just a lot of like quick cuts and stuff happening.
I didn't see any
apes
CG.
Flying around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than the volcano, but the environmental CG.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of impressed. There's so many things in this that don't make sense to me. I was trying to pay attention, and I still felt lost because so many weird decisions. Like,
I thought it was pretty focused.
Like, first they're getting on the plane.
That's what everyone wanted.
Like, but they start by getting on the plane, and Laura Linney like says something about like how she needs to be part of a scientific expedition in order to be allowed into Africa. And that, like, later we find out probably because she was ex-CIA, and that's why. So that's why she's, like, she wants to be part of the expedition. They don't want her. They, like, you know, Discount Goots is just there to get Amy back to Africa to release her, because his research is over. Mm-hmm. Like, he's done. Tim Curry's like, I'll pay to send her back, because he's trying to find the lost city. Then there's, like, then Laura's there for her company.
Mm-hmm.
They all get in the plane. They go to one country. There's like chaos on the airport.
That was a fun scene.
Hustle into a truck, go to another country where they get held up by the warlord guy. Then they fly to another country where their plane gets shot and they have to parachute in.
Yeah, but how sweet is when Laura Linney pulls that flare gun out?
Yeah.
It's so cool because like everyone's like, what is she doing? She's just like, boom.
Yeah.
Taking control.
I mean, it sounds like Indiana Jones.
It was Indiana
Jones. It was just crazy. Like, I was like, this is an insane set of steps.
And we got that great line where that guy doesn't want to fly out of the plane. Was like, unless you can fly a plane, the pilots are already left.
I did love that. Co-pilot are already gone. He looks up, and they get just empty in the cockpit. He's like, I got to get out of here.
That was great. It was Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work.
Oh, yes, it is. I'll take Amy.
I get hurt, I can't risk it.
You know how to fly this plane?
No.
Well, the pilot and co-pilot are already gone, so what are you going to do?
And then another plane gets shot down, which is obviously going to come back.
Well, they think that Laura Linney is dead, so that guy sends another mission.
Oh, that's what that was. Yeah. I missed that bit.
Because Laura Linney is sending a message to home base, but Amy runs and breaks the thing. And because the guy sees a gorilla...
Thing.
He assumes that another gorilla killed my team.
Yeah. Your team is one person.
It is.
She didn't put together a team. No. She put together her and bundles of cash.
I think they had Ernie Hudson set up as a meet, but then Joey Pants. Mm-hmm. And then Joey Pants says something. I fired that guy you were supposed to meet because he's terrible.
Okay, this is part of the confusion. Yeah, they get there. It's not the guy they're expecting to meet. It's Joey Pants who's like, I fired that guy and hired Ernie Hudson. Everyone's confused. And then they just like, a car blows up. They get in a truck.
Mm-hmm.
It is incredibly fast. Like, everything's just moving. Yeah, then you find out it's the president's car.
Yeah,
so now, like, civil war is breaking out in these countries.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. Like,
I saw Blood Diamond. It looks dangerous.
And then, like,
it looks dangerous.
And then, yeah, Warlord guy's like, I know Tim Curry. He's here looking for the Lost City again.
I know what you're...
I'll send you with, like, a bunch of my guys into the jungle.
But also, there's sort of suspicion put on Tim Curry for doing something with his other team because they died in mysterious circumstances.
Yeah.
And Tim Curry's like, well, he committed suicide. What could I have done?
Mm-hmm.
Or like the other team happened. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I don't know the whole story, Tim Curry.
Like, what does he know?
Sort of don't. Tim Curry doesn't ultimately do anything to betray our main character.
No, he's pretty clear that he's there to find the Lost City, at least once they get to Africa.
But there isn't like a big moment where he like pulls like a switch and like traps him in a room with monkeys and he gets away.
There's more of a Holy Grail moment where he goes back for like a diamond
and he gets
gets destroyed by the gorillas.
Yeah.
And like that's his only really you're right, it's not a betrayal, honestly. Like, you're just sort of like, okay, that's kind of what I expected for his guy.
He incited the monkeys, but I mean that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, I feel like Tim Curry's character actually came forward, which is unlike
a
character like that. And he's like, here's a ring I have, there's paintings, like, this is it. Like,
This is my last chance.
Exactly.
The girl that knows
where. And we did get that in part one, where, like, Amy clearly came from this region. She's having, like, she has, like, PTSD, she has nightmares of, like, the eyes from the statues and the evil monkeys.
And so, like, she starts freaking out when they get there. She, like, runs away at one point. She's gone for a while and then shows up to save the day at one point.
Yep.
And so, like, that's, yeah, she's sort of from that region.
We are watching you.
Oh, my God.
That's a trailer moment.
Yeah.
I love it.
Got the hippo.
I translated the cave paintings.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
The hippo was scary.
Hippo was crazy.
Yeah, hippo was crazy.
The big silverback gorilla was scary.
Yeah, I thought they were getting picked off by like the mean gorillas, like while they were trekking in, but not until they get there.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
they don't like they get the plane. They get the hippo.
Aliens
they get some other
sequence where like we have a perimeter set up and like a laser fence and like
there
tripod.
Like, okay,
guns.
The hell did I get
that was awesome.
All of right. these?
Or when he's got money.
Yeah, this is where I was confused. Was I wrong? But like when they finally get to the camp of like the original group in the jungle, like one dude hits a tripwire. Does he get like harpooned by something and the alarm goes up? Like he goes like, oh, and falls over. And I was like, did that guy die? And
no,
they
he
don't
just
care?
Trips over the alarm and it goes off. Because it was.
I thought he got shot by something and they were just sort of like, oh, it's the perimeter alarm. And then they walk away. And I was like, they're just like, that dude's dead.
It was Bruce Campbell's perimeter alarm from earlier.
Yeah.
I was like, they do not care about the dudes until one of them dies and like, Ernie Hudson's character has that moment where he's like sad that one of the gunmen dude died. And I was like, were we supposed to care about that guy? What happened here? What did I miss?
I also like that people are just like leaving the party. Like they just wake up every morning and there's just less people.
Just because
they're just
like,
too afraid to
two
go.
Two more of them ran away at night. And
they're
like,
just leaving. Yeah.
And spaghetti hair number two is like, why didn't they take me with them? Like he doesn't want to be there and then he gets his head ripped off later.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a purpose in the
I don't understand
story.
Why
he just dies.
Yeah.
He
just, He plays that same role in a bunch of movies where he is like.
Is he in Twister? Is he in Twister?
No,
I
don't think he's
in. I want to say he's
in
like something like Day After Tomorrow, even Independence Day, where he plays like a researcher at a place that finds a thing and is like freaking out about it and then never shows up.
That
again.
I believe.
Yeah, I think
he plays that role in a bunch of stuff. I think.
Yeah, I remember like him in the 90s, like just being there in movies.
He's like there to freak out about something.
But nothing that I can remember at all. Other than Congo now.
For a second,
now.
I thought he was the guy who's in Super Troopers at the very beginning.
No.
I sometimes mix those two up.
Point, yeah. It's a lot of characters we're thinking also with spaghetti hair. Like Twister, you're probably thinking of the woman who has spaghetti hair, who kind of looks like him.
Maybe.
So, like, he matches, like, so many just, like, that... like typecast profile, you know, in the 90s, I feel like. But yeah, I forgot he was even in this movie. I had no idea.
He plays such a small part.
Yeah.
They end up getting the diamond and killing all those gorillas. The gorillas were scary because the quantity of them.
Yeah.
But like they ultimately just get blasted by a laser and then they just fall in the lava. So it doesn't even matter. There's not even like
a
leader gorilla.
They don't even fall in the lava. They all jump into that lava. I did not understand that bit.
Yeah,
like,
that's
lava,
true. Yeah, you're
the
right.
The lava just starts pouring in because the volcano erupts, and they just start leaping into it. And that was such
it's supposed
a
to be
weird,
like, shaky.
It looked like they were supposed to be falling in, but it just looked deliberate. Like they were like, "Fuck it."
I needed an evil gorilla with like a distinct facial thing.
A leader gorilla
that shows
up
at the very end to like grab the balloon and yank it down or something. But no. There's no leader gorilla.
Maybe I missed this part. Did they trigger the volcano eruption somehow?
I don't think so. I think it was just...
It's possible
lasers
that
happening.
The laser
diamonds?
Was a catalyst to it, but I don't know. Maybe it just was a coincidence.
Yeah, I, in my mind, like, thinking back to it, I was like, oh, it's probably when they grab the giant diamond, and that's, like, it's supposed to set it off, like...
And it's not, like, a fun, exciting run from the lava bit. They just, like, knock a tree over with a laser, and then they're free to go.
I did like them, like, just slicing up some gorillas with
the
laser.
The laser suite was sweet.
That was pretty sweet.
It's the latest thing in telecommunication.
Put him on the endangered species.
That's the trailer.
That was good. Then we did get to the part though. Then bringing it back to like the original thing, where like Lenny's boss clearly didn't give a shit about Bruce Campbell, is that she finally calls him at the end. And she's like, "We found, Bruce Campbell's body, and also we found
the diamond. Yeah. Where's the diamond?"
She's like, "But you care about him, right?" He's like, "No." And then she gets mad, and I was like,
"Sure, I'm upset, but there's nothing I can do. Give me that diamond."
Yeah, exactly.
Give me back my son.
I was like, girl, you knew he did not give a shit to begin with. So then she like shoots the satellite out of the
pinpoint accuracy, aims a laser, and hits a satellite,
destroys that, so that like he will never get any of this now.
But she's gonna be in a lot of trouble. I'm sure she signed a contract.
I hope she kept some bundles of cash. Yeah.
There were more than one diamond there, though, right? Like, wasn't there more than
I was waiting
than
for someone to be like, you think this is worth anything?
I was expecting a mummy moment where at the very end, some guy's just like, oh, it turns out we did get a bunch of other stuff, like treasure from this thing or something.
This movie wasn't that clever.
No, didn't know
how to be that clever.
In the end, it's just like, oh, Amy found another pot of gorillas, and she's with them now, and they're like,
do you think
cool.
that's going to work out?
No, my wife
came, different gorillas.
My wife came in, and she was like, I don't think this movie understands that gorillas just don't accept new gorillas. That's, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
She's dead. And I was like, oh, Amy won't be
They're
hungry.
Like, bye. Oh, we only knew how to take care of her when she was with us.
Well, she's going to miss martini time and hot tickle.
Exactly.
Raindrop drink.
She's going to be signing to all those other gorillas, and they're going to be like, I don't speak ASL, Amy.
Exactly. Wasn't there a part where she used the glove to like speak to them, and they didn't
They were almost mad. And the bad gorillas were acting like they understood her.
Yeah, they were like, bitch, don't say that. You don't talk like that.
There's also the moment where they find the original crew member guy.
Yeah.
And they're trying to like say, like the native tribe is trying to save his soul. But then Amy comes up and like walks all scary up to him, and then he freaks
out.
He
scares himself so bad he dies of like a heart attack.
Amy kills that guy.
Yeah.
I told you, she's a bad ape in this movie. She's smoking, drinking, killing. She's everything.
True. She came up for that that smoke from that was
she
funny.
Smokes a lot.
Although one thing I did like as soon as the movie kicked off, it did remind me of actually how much I love the music in this movie.
Good. Yeah,
it's good music.
And
that's a good point.
And I totally forgot about the scene with all the tribes people like trying to resurrect.
Yeah, that part was really good.
Yeah, I remember that part. Authentic? Yeah, it was. Well,
yeah,
it was really
I enjoyed that part too, where like the tribe comes out of the jungle
the
and Ernie
walkers.
Hudson explains them, and then he's like they're laughing, and he's like, why are they laughing? He's like, because I told them I'm the leader, but I'm also black.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
I was like, you tell him, Ernie Hudson. Yeah. Good for the 90s. All right, you know?
Yeah. No, it overall I enjoyed this flick.
This was was like a fun, you know, B Indiana Jones ripoff movie. I was like, man, like this thing is insane. We don't see movies like this now. We don't
Raz roll up his sleeves.
Here's coming a hot take for you. You say Indiana Jones. This movie is Lord of the Rings.
I can see that.
All three movies. Amy is
the ring.
Spaghetti hair is Frodo. His friend is Sam.
That makes sense with their hair.
Laura Linney is Gandalf.
Yeah.
Ernie Hudson is Aragorn. Tim Curry is Boromir.
Yeah.
Wow, these names.
The laser battle is Helm's Deep. The eye that Amy paints, the eye of Sauron, there's eyes all over in the rings.
That's a good point. I know these things.
This is deep.
I feel like they get away in the sky, like the birds, like leaving them out of there.
With the balloon.
And then there's a volcano, Mount Doom.
Yeah. See, I'm with you on this.
That sounds scary.
I also think another way. I also think another way to explain this is the precursor to The Mummy. There's so many of the beats in this are essentially
really
what the mummy does, but better.
Yeah. So is the mummy Lord of the
And the mummy, too, includes like a balloon and a collapsing pyramid
and
all this
diamond.
Stuff. Like, like there's so
every
much.
Every movie
of this,
copied
like,
this movie.
If it just shows you
with
a charismatic lead, your movie changes.
Yes, if they'd gotten if they had gotten Brendan Fraser in this movie,
he was too busy doing Tarzan
or something.
Tarzan, maybe, at that point? Yeah.
Oh, was he?
George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle.
Professor Van Dien is Tarzan.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Of course.
Well, anyone have anything to say? The last moments
just
Lord
my favorite
of the Rings
moment.
Trilogy?
Very different than I remember.
I think it's
this
accurate.
For sure.
The hippo is the Balrog.
Nobody really defeats it.
He'll kill somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, the scene I like the most is when the ape just like ran up to Spaghetti Hair and they had like a standoff for a little bit.
Oh yeah,
evil apes of the ring race.
That one guy said don't run away, but then it cuts to he's like behind a tree or something like that with a bunch of other people. That was like a comedy scene in a way.
Yeah. Man, I'm thinking of a joke about this analogy. Like Joey Pantolone is Elrond.
Yeah,
right. Because he's like, good luck on your journey. Bye.
It's a fun one. What's the Sesame Cake guy then?
That's. I'd have to think about it.
Is that the Galadriel?
It could be. Yeah, that was probably my favorite part. It's the set because I forgot about it.
He offers them to eat the cake.
And then he does.
It's so good.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
And I remember that scene.
I didn't understand that scene. It was so good.
Don't eat my cake.
He just wants to eat.
I was like, what?
Yeah. I enjoyed that one. So
that was funny.
I like all those little moments in the movie.
Yeah. Everyone except the lead.
I thought the acting was like a little over the top at times.
How long until you watched it?
It was funny.
I don't think I will watch this again. You're probably right. I probably would have never went out of my way to rewatch this.
No.
Fun to revisit, but I didn't need to.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on that episode and every episode that you do. The next movie we're doing has the tagline, "Surf's Up, Time to Save the World." We remember Surf Ninjas.
New Line Cinema presents an awesome, ripping, totally stoked.
Get on with it.
New movie, Surf Ninjas. It's the story of these kids who get booted from their country by this evil dude.
That was that.
Now they're growing up in L.A. Life's one major vacation.
Just gotta wax the old man-to-wave friction-reducing vehicle. Surfboard.
But some gnarly ninjas give them a blast from their past.
Those boys die tonight.
So they gotta split with their one-eyed guru.
Your highnesses.
Huh? And go back and save their country. Which is cool, because they meet this mystery babe.
You want to go to the mall sometime?
And like one dude gets these superpowers. One can see the future in his Sega game. And one, well, one's a geek.
There's dynamite here.
We'll throw it at him.
I got one.
One, two, dudes.
And now they gotta fight the righteous fight. And basically kicks up. You gotta see Ernie Reyes Jr., Rob Schneider.
He can get a job as a sushi chef, no problem.
Wild Thing Tone Loc.
Brothers don't surf.
And Leslie Nielsen as Colonel Chief. In a film by Neil Israel. Surf Ninjas!
I love the part when I was like,
Sorry.